They were in the company of those ghouls, Pippa says, settling into a dilapidated throne. What happened? Anne asks, breathless. That is the story I wish to tell you. By chance, I was on the same path, completely broken-hearted and filled with despair. Oh, Pip, Felicity says. There, there, Pip smiles. It has a happy ending. You know how I love happy endings. I swallow hard. I was the one who turned Pip away, who broke her heart so. I wish I could take it back. When I saw these poor lambs, I stopped feeling sorry for myself. I knew I had to do something or they would be lost, so I followed close behind. The moment they stopped to rest and the girls in white went in search of berries, I took my chance. I told them what those hideous creatures were truly about, that they meant to lead them straight to those soul-stealers, the trackers. She smiles at them as if they were her dear children. I rescued them. I saved you, didn't I, my darlings? The girls join in a chorus of agreement. They gaze at Pippa in absolute adoration, as we all have from time to time. She's a saint. Saved us, she did, May says, wide-eyed. You mustn't follow them, she said. They mean you harm. Come with me instead.
She saved us, sure as we're standing here,
Bessie says, concurring.
Didn't she, Wendy?
A girl of about 12 nods. She sucks on the ends of her pigtails, making them into wet points.
The others weren't so lucky as us. They went on.
And have any of you seen any of the Winterland's creatures since then? I ask.
Not for ages now, May says. But Wendy has.
You've seen them? I ask. Bessie gives a small snort of derision.
Wendy don't see nothing. Fire blinded her.
But I hear things sometimes, Wendy says, pulling the remnants of a ruined shawl about her. Sounds like horses, and sometimes I hear something makes my skin crawl.
What is it? I ask. What do you hear?
A scream, she answers, far away like, and I hope it don't ever get no closer.
Gotcha!
Bessie shouts, wrapping her meaty paws about Wendy's neck. Wendy screams, making us all jump. Pippa is quite put out by the display. Bessie, that is enough. Bessie pulls away her hands.
You used to laugh at my tricks.
Pippa's eyes go blue-white. Tonight I don't find it amusing. It isn't ladylike. She turns to us, all smiles. I'm teaching these girls to be ladies, just as if they were at Spence. She claps as if she were Mrs. Nightwing herself. Come now, a small demonstration for our guests. The girls rise obediently, eager to please their mistress. Under Pip's direction, they show off their curtsies one by one. This is followed by a particularly amusing elocution lesson in which Pip works with May Sutter to change her thick East London accent. May struggles to put H's into her words where there are none, and Bessie teases her mercilessly.
You ain't no lady, May. You ain't never going to be a fine lady like Miss Pip.
Who asked you?
May barks, and everyone laughs. Who asked you? Pippa corrects.
That's what I said, May asserts. Who asked her?
There is more laughter, especially from Anne, who seems happy not to be the girl getting taunted for once. Little by little, our awkwardness slips away, easing into a new closeness until it feels as if we have never been apart. I've not seen Felicity like this in months. With Pip, she's lighter, quicker to laugh than to challenge, and I feel a small pang of envy for the intimacy of their friendship.